Our goal is to review the chaburas, the main topics that we covered. Let's begin with the hakdama that Rav Shechter gave to Menachos in general. He started out with the observation that we should consider the limud of Kachim to be a limud lemaisa, the haraya, there's the Talmud Bavli, as opposed to Shabbos. And so that was how he explained the Malan Yalechem, that it's Dafka in Karbonos. It was also how he explained the Gemara in the end of Megillah, that the Bischus Eretz Yisrael, Bama Eida, Bischus HaKarbonos, or Bischus Anilas HaKarbonos. So that was the first Ha'ara. He spoke about the concept of Echad Amarbe Ve'Echad Amamit, and the Gemara Bava Basra about balancing, you know, appropriate levels of chumrah, stringency, all of that. He spoke about the concept of minchas kohen, kol tiyah lo se'achel, the relationship between kohanim ochlim ubalim eskaprim. He then segued there to discussing the question of the yeshiva ba'azara, dafka from Malchus Beis David, or also for kohanim. And he spoke about a Rashba that recorded a Girsa from the Gaonim that we don't accept, but it was the Chiddush, that potentially if you have Basar Chatas without any Achila, there's no Kapara at all, right? He quoted the majority of the Rishonim who disagreed, even though we have this expression, Kohanim Ochel Bailam Eskaprim, the Rov Rishonim say, that's not Ma'akit B'dievet, V'haraya Nitmu Sha'avdu, so there's still Niskaper. So too, if it's still there, it's not Ma'akev, but apparently the Gaonim actually thought that. Then he spoke about the din of Malicha for Karbonos and Menachos, and he quoted the Rambam's opinion that Malicha is Ma'akev and Menachos. He then spoke about the din of Malicha, the din of Chimutz in Menachos, the Komutz in the Shirayim. Then he went to talk about Shalol Lishma. And he quoted the Machlokas and the Rishonim, the discussion about whether or not it's Machshava or Dibur. And he connected that to the Rosh Hanukkah Sefer Torah, about whether or not you need an Amira to create Lishma in Kol Torah Kula, which we'll mention in a different context. He quoted the Mishnah Brura, who is Machmir for this, also in the context of Tviya in Tzitzis, and also for Kshira to require an Amira. Then he quoted the Chuvas Shari Tzion, who disagreed and said that the Amira is not a Ma'akiv in the Kshira. Then he spoke about the idea of Nesias Kapayim and connected to Sheiros, the question of Duchening, Ne'ila Bayom. That was the whole part of the discussion. And then he spoke about the Avodos Hadam, parallel to the Avodos in the Mincha. He didn't discuss it at length, but he mentioned that whole idea that we mentioned in his name earlier about being mafer the chelak hagavoa, the role of the shechita, and that it's connected to shechita lavavoda.
I mean, that's what makes it a...
That's what the avoda is. It is levarer chelak hagavoa, similar to the kmitza. That's how Rav Shechter understands the ma'aseh shechita. Then he spoke about minchas nisachim, and in that context, he then spoke about the idea of Shechita Lav Avoda and connecting the Raya from Rashi that Shechita is Ksher Bizar. Tosas disagrees, because Tosas says that's not the Raya, that's the Totzah. Rather, the Chiddush is that Lav Avoda, because the guy can stand outside the Azara with a sack and Aruch. Remember, you can Shecht all the way inside the Azara as long as you have a long knife. So even though the guy's not in the Makom, I think Ari is going to speak about this in his Chabura, about the difference between the Avoda being connected to the Chefts of the Karban, but in the case of the Shechita, it's Lav Avoda in the sense that the Gavra, it's not an Avoda mitzvah the Gavra, that's why the Gavra can be in a different place. And that was what he quoted, Rav Shechter quoted from the Briska Rav, that chilek between the Gavra and the Chefza. And then at the end, he went on this long discussion with a letter from the Briska Rav, from the Briska Rav to Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov, Rabbi Joseph B., about the connection, the ideas of Avodas Yom Kippurim with the the nature of the din of Yismaliko Habayas Kulo Ashan, the Vechisa Anan HaKetores, quoted from Chaim, like a whole long Shtikal Torah. And at the end, he spoke about Belila and the difference between Baal HaChaper and Baal HaHakshir. So those were he covered a lot of different topics. Those are the main topics that Rav Shachter spoke about in his Shir HaKdama. Okay, the main topic that we started with was the issue of Lishma. So we spoke about Lishma, and then the converse, we spoke about Shalo Lishma. So Lishma, Noach gave that first Chabura on Lishma, I think, right? I think that was the first one. After we had a Hakdama Chabura in general about many of the principles related to Zvachim and Menachos, but the first Chabura, he spoke about Lishma. You see, he quoted that Karen Ora, very shocking Karen Ora, who connected Lishma in Kachim to Mitzvah Srichas Kavana in Kol Torah Kula, which was pretty surprising to us because those are not the same thing at all. Apparently the Karen Ora connects them similar to that Tosfos in the beginning of Zvachim, who Tosfos relates all of the six Kavanos in the Mishnah on Mem Vav Mem Beis together. But we thought that was pretty surprising. The Pashas is that's not, it's not connected to the same thing as Kavana and Mitzvos, right? Kavana and Mitzvos is the thought that you have that you're doing the Ratzon Hashem with this action, as opposed to Lishma, which is the destination or the purpose, the telos of this Maisa. In that context, Noach pointed out that Mishnah really is emphasizing the focus of Lishma as it relates to the Gavra, right? That was the person's oriented Kavana. So that's, when we think about Lishma, that's the first question we have to ask ourselves. Is this a local din, or is it a din in Kol HaTorah Kula? There's also the din of Stama Lishma. So he mentioned that there are a couple of ways to understand that. According to the Karen Ora, it's similar to the Maisa Mitzvah. When you have a Maisa Mitzvah, there's a context that provides the Lishma. Or you could say, he suggested maybe there's a psychological, like Aldas Rishona, but I think the Pashtus is, he quoted from the name of Rav Soloveitchik, which I think is the simple understanding, is that the Stama Lishma means, like that Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim, it's because there is an imprint on the Karban, Mishas Kedushas Peh. So when the Kedushas HaGuf is invested in the Karban, so that gives it the defined quality of Lishma. Remember, we saw that Briska Rav in the Chidushim on the Rambam, where the Briska Rav, you know, he said that this imprint of Lishma is actually unbroken.
Except
like
this.
What's that?
Except in
one case. Right, it's unbroken, and that's why he doesn't have to, but that's why he then adds that the psul of Shalo Lishmo is a machshava ha poselis, but it's poselis not because it even has the ability to undermine that stumble lishmo. The stumble lishmo is there perpetually. His raya was l'shem chulin. We didn't see that was such a strong raya, but the stumble lishmo is going to be imprinted on the karban mishas yitziris kedushas aguf. And that's what gives it the Stama Lishma. So then we had the question, well, Shalo Lishma, what does that mean? So the Briska Rav says, it's a Machshava HaPoselis, as we just mentioned. So Nafkamina is, even if you have some Dam Nefesh that remains Bishas Kabbalah, you can't fix it. You can't just Yaxor V'yitein with the remaining Dam Nefesh because you've already passed the Karban. We thought that was the Pshat Lechura in the Shitas HaRambam, where the Rambam clearly emphasizes the nature of this as being a posel, collecting all three, the Shalo Lishmo together with Machsheves Chutz L'Zmano and Machsheves Chutz L'Makomo, that gives you the very strong impression that these are all one type of problem. Similarly, we quoted a Rashi Menachos Adat Mem Tes, a Rashi Baba Kama Daf Hey. That orientation, that approach, was against what we saw Rabbi Chanan suggested in the Pshat and Tosfos, who compared a mixed machshava in Kachim to a mixed machshava in the context of Lishma for the Sevilla of the Tcheles Dai. Right? In Kol Torah Kula, there's no such thing as a psul of Machsheva Shalo Lishma. So what is Tosfos, what is he even thinking to compare? So Rabbi Chanan quotes from Rab Chaim that there is an approach of Machshava Poselas, and Rabbi Chanan says, but clearly Tosfos disagrees. He understands that it's a Chisaron in the Hechsher, not a Machshava HaPoselas. Yeah, it was in the Kovetz Shiurim. Let's think. Kovetz Shiurim. One second. Let me see if I can find it. Kovetz Shiurim Simen Chaf Beis. That's where he quoted this Tosfos against the explanation of Rav Chaim. Kovetz Shiurim and Simen Chav Beis. In that context, Noach was discussing that assumption of the Brisker Rav that the Lishma is perpetual, which was difficult based on the Gemara and Psachim, in the case of the mix of Lishma and Shalom Lishma. And then he spoke about the Rambam in Maaser Karbonos, Perek Daled Halacha Yud, where the Rambam mentions Ola and Shlamim, which is a peculiar formulation. It should be in all Karbonos. So the Radvaz suggests that it's Dafka in these two Karbonos. He also quoted this from the Tzafnas Paneach, that Stam Lishma is only kosher in an Ola and a Shlamim, which would be consistent with the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Naziris, Perek Ches, Halacha Ches. And what's the Pshat? You don't say Stam Lishma in Chatas and Asham, because in Chatas and Asham, you have to infuse a particular destination for those Karbanos, right? There's a Lashem Chet that is a particular nature, and therefore you don't say Stam Lishma. According to the Brisker Rav, that's not such a good situation, because when you were Makdashid, you gave it that identity. So that's a little bit of a question. But it was interesting. He also pointed out, which I thought was a fascinating Ha'ara, even though the Mefarshim on the Rambam there, on the page in Halacha Yud Aleph, when the Rambam quotes the six Machshavas from Mishnah and Mem Vav, the Rambam just mentions Ola. So the Mishnah Melech there assumes, first of all, it's Dafka B'Shah Shechita, not the other Avodas, these Shem Sheish Zvachim, right? Tosfos, the beginning of Menachos and Zvachim, disagree with that. He said it's all the Avodas. And then Tosfos said, yeah, but not Machsheves Bailam in the Haktara, but even those would be in the Haktara, because it's clear from that Mishnah in Memvav that's talking also about Haktara. But he quoted from Lichtenstein a very interesting suggestion that maybe only, for the Rambam, only the Ola requires the Vav Machshavos, because the pasuk that it's quoting there in Mem Vav is talking about an Ola, and it's Dafka because it's Kulo Kolel, and therefore the whole concept of L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem Isha, L'Shem Reach, maybe that's unique to an Ola. I didn't see it inside. I don't remember where he said, Rav Lichtenstein, I assume it's in the Shiurim and Tzvachim.
He had a piece
on the Shema.
That's you took the Karnar test.
Okay.
Let's look it up. I can send it here.
Great. I have it at home. It's in the Shiurim and Tzvachim? Yeah, I have
it's
it at home.
It's also all the stuff right now online.
Oh, great. So if anybody needs it, it's online, but I can Xerox it for you if you want. I can scan it for you. So that was the beginning of Lishma. And then we spoke about this idea of being a Machshava HaPoselis. Well, it's a Machshava HaPoselis in which context? Right? Our Mishnah tells you that there's Kasher V'lo Olu. It's Dafka Machshava HaPoselis in Chatos and Asham. According to Brisker Rav, that identity of being a Machshava HaPoselis is going to carry over to the others, right, to the regular Karbonos, as opposed to if you say like Rabbi Chanan for Tosfos, there's a Machshava HaPoselas in Chatas and Asham, according to Rabbi Lezer, but certainly in Chatas and Pesach, according to everybody. But the other ones, it's not a Machshava HaPoselas, it's just a Choser Hechsher. So that, we saw there was that interesting Sfasemis and Svachim Daf Yud that was Machalik, that Pesach and Chatos on one side and Shar Kavodos on the other side, Legabe Machashu Me Avoda La Avoda, which would support Rebbe Chanan's approach to say, right, the Svasemis was trying to say, oh, you know how you could say Machshava HaPoselis, Machashu Me Avoda La Avoda, because there's a Chalos Psul that's happening. But he says, oh, that's only in Chatos and Pesach. So you see that it doesn't sound like the Brisker Rav. He assumes that when it's Kosher V'lo Olu, it's not a Machshava HaPoselis, and that's why it's not similar in Machashu Me Avoda La Avoda. So he quoted, Rabbi Kraft quoted, we saw that there was a Briska Rav here in the beginning of Menachos who said maybe this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, that Rashi mentioned the pasuk here, although you saw that Shirin Glubetzis was unhappy because in Zvachim he mentioned Lo Yechashev. Here he mentions the issue of Im Zevach Shlomi Karbono, whereas Tosfos mentions it's from Motzis Vasecha. So maybe this distinction in the Makoros, or we can even point out that this might be a difference between the Svara and the Pasuk, as to whether or not it's a Chesaron in the Heksher, or it's a Machshava Hapuselis. We also mentioned the Kilas Yaakov, who assumes that for the Rambam, like we said earlier, it's a Machshava Hapuselis, Rashim Pesachim Dav Samach Hamid Beis, he said that Shaloshma is Posel Bekarbonos. Posel Bekarbonos. Similar question. So then, we discussed what do we mean when we say kosher velo alu. On the one hand, the Gemara in Zvachim says bikdusha sayu kaimi, and our Gemara says no mincha gufa kshera. So there's a little bit of a different lashon there. So you quote it from the Nesivas Hakodesh, who is machalik between the svara and the pasuk, that misvara kosher velo alu means it's the same carbon. And maybe the pasuk has come to be mechadish to you that it is a new carbon. We spoke about this based on that Gemara later on. I think it was Peites about the Asham that was Shelo Lishma. Because even though Tosfos later on, Tosfos had a Lashon that it's Oseu Karban Acher. Remember that Tosfos Lashon? Oseu Karban Acher. On the other hand, the Gemara did say on Peites and Medbeis, Asham Sheshach to Shelo Lishmo, you have to bring the Nesachim, otherwise it's going to be a Mincha Psua. El Iyah to Omer Kane Paslasa. So this, we're trying to pin down here, this point, this is, when you say Kasher Velo Alu, is it the original carbon that's Kasher, or is it a new carbon? So maybe that's totally says in the Nesivas HaKodesh, whether it's a Svara or a Pasuk. Or maybe it's connected to the question of if Shalosh Mo is a Chos or Hechsher or a Poso. But either way, you have to figure out, Tosfos has the Lashon, I think it was on Memtes, that it's like a Karban Acher, as opposed to on Peites and Beis, where the Gemara says, well, it still has the identity of an Asham, and that's why you have to do the Nesachim, otherwise it's going to be a Karban Poso. That Tosfos is not on Memtes, it's on Mem Zayin. Oker HaKarbon VaUseu Karbon Acher. We also saw in this context the Hezber in that Gemara and Peites and Medbeis of the Gon, the Chassid, by Menachem Zemba, Zecher Tzadik B'Kadosh L'Vracha, Hashem Yikom Damos Chusik and Alayni. He pointed out that maybe there are two categories or Karbonos, maybe there are two ways of looking at every carbon, mitzad, the identity as a klal, a carbon klali, a generic label of a carbon, and a carbon prati.
That was Nizar Avram?
Yeah, it was Nizar Avram. That Nizar Avram was? You have it? Okay. Noah, you have that? Noah, you have it?
I think so.
Okay, that Nizar Avram was, I have it printed out here. If anybody needs, I could just give a Xerox. It's in Simon Yud Aleph. What's that? It's on page 92. So he says, maybe the pshat is that when you are makar of a carbon, shalo lishma, it loses its din prati, but it still has the same carbon kloli. We talked about way at the beginning in the Hakdama Chabura that the difference between the Dalet Avodos and the Haktara is possibly this difference, that the Dalet Avodos, they relate to the Gavra, they are specific to this carbon, as opposed to the Haktara, the person has already gotten his Ritzui, his Kapara, so the person is out of the picture. So it's now more of a din in the Hakravas HaKarbon and the Cheftza. It's a generic din, so that's perhaps the difference between Pesach Chatas and the other ones. That in the case of Pesach Chatas, there's no such thing as a carbon klali, and that's why it's going to be Pasol Lagamri. And maybe that's why the Rambam uses the Lashon of Lefichach when Shalol Lishmo, that you have to be Mashon Lishar Avodas Lishman. So, although we did point out from Rabbi Yalit Malin that perhaps the new Hakrava requires a new Hemshech of Lishman. Then, And that would be the alternative to Rabbi Nachum Zemba. According to Rabbi Nachum Zemba, the reason why Pesach and Chatas is possible is because they don't have a shame kloli, as opposed to Rabbi Arlev Malim, you can't give it a shame chadash, the new carbon. So Rabbi Rosenzweig, he concluded with Rabbi Rosenzweig, the legabe shchut echutz and l'shem chulin, according to the Rambam, not clear what he thinks. Even though in Pesach and Chatas, from one perspective, they're very different. On the other hand, they are similar in that they're both pasul shelo lishmo because there's nothing left. In the case of Chatas, the shelo lishmo pasuls it legamri because you don't have the identity of that fate that it needs to connect to, otherwise it doesn't exist. But the Pesach is the opposite. Pesach l'Hashem, it's got to be dafka lishmo. If it lacks lishmo, it's pasul legamri. And perhaps that's why l'shem chulin is pasul by Pesach and not L'chor, it's not possible by Echatas. So, Adkan.
That was the article in Pesach, right?
Yeah, I think so. I have the article if you need it. Adkan, basically the first sugyas of the Shema. Comments? Questions, comments, observations? Okay. Next big topic was the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bialim, where Tosfos here on Daf Beis and Tosfos and Zavachim on Daf Beis raised the question of, what do you mean the Gemara assumes there's Shinui Bialim? Not the Tone. The Mishnah only talks about Shinui Kodesh. So Tosfos gave you two options. Either it's a Svara or it's a Pasuk, and the Nafkamina between those might be understanding the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bialim. If it's a Pasuk, then the Pasuk may be teaching you two dinim. There's one din of Shinui Kodesh, and there's one din of Shinui Bialim. As opposed to, if it's a Svara, it sounds more like, well, those two are subsumed under one heading, which is what we thought was the Pshat in the Rambam, where the Rambam uses that Shelo Lishmo as the one, a general heading. And then, with this question of, is it one din or two din, we have to look at that Gemara on Daf Dalid in Zvachim, where the Gemara in Zvachim said, well, are these the same or are they different? And that Gemara in Daf Samach Aleph in Psachim, right, where the Gemara first thought, oh, there are four differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bialim, and then we backed out on that, and even the conclusion of the Gemara, which we thought was that Shaila in the Gemara in Psachim, about Shelo Labaila B'Sharimos Hashanah, can that create an Akira? The conclusion of the Gemara, which sounded like it was going to tell us that it's not the same as Shelo Lishmo of Shinui Kodesh. It was Nas Kamisha Inlo Bialim B'Shchita. It was kind of this very strange formulation of Nas Kamisha. So it was not actually clear. That was the Sfasemis pointed out. But the Pashtus is that even though the Gemara seems to initially think that they're not a Psula Guf, in the case of Shinui Bialim, the Gemara's conclusion was, no, it's a psul machshava, therefore it's going to be a psul aguf. A machshava being a psul aguf is going to be a machshava ha-poseles. That's the pashtus, and that's going to be different. That's going to be different between Shinui Bialim and Shalola Menuyav. Shinui Bialim, even though it's a machshava in the person, and Shalola Menuyav is a machshava in the person, Shalola Menuyav is only a machshava, the pashtus says, we pointed out, it's only a din, it's a local din in Shechita, it's a psul miyuchad in Pesach. Nafkamina is, it's not going to be true for Zrika, as opposed to Shelo Labaila will be true in Zrika. The other difference Mikdash David pointed out was that Shinui Bialim, it's got to be for someone else particularly. It's not for you, it's for that other person. Right? It's got to be for someone else specifically. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Shelo Lemenuyav, as long as it's Shelo, the people who are Menuyav, that's not going to be okay. As opposed to Shinui Bialim, the fact that it's Olas Ruvain, and the person checks it, Shelo Ruvain, but he doesn't say specifically somebody else, and Mikdash David is Machale, and he said that in that case, it would not be Shelo Lebailov, because Shelo Lebailov means you adopted another person. We mentioned the Chazon Ish's suffix about which psulim will carry over from Shinui Bialim to Shelo Lo'ofel to Shelo Menuyav. trying to think if there was any other major distinction here. Yeah, Rosenzweig has that long article. He explains the Milchamas. I looked at the Milchamas. I didn't really understand it 100%. He was trying to say that the Milchamas understands Shimon Kodesh as a chisaron and nituk from the Bailim. But Chazanish, I think it was in Orach. It's in Orach Haim Kuf Chav Dala de Rasbal Shimon. Kuf Chav Dalad, Dir Maskal Shinoi. There were Rishonim, the Tosis Rid, in Psachim, and the Meiri. They assume that Shlol the Menuyev is a Psul of Shinoi Bailim, but the Tosis clearly assume that it's not. So we, and the Sefer Yashar in Shinoi Ches also pointed out that they're different. Anything else on Shinoi Kodesh, Shinoi Bailim? What's that? Right, I think that was the bulk. Okay. So then we had our next chabura by Kraftgate was on Shitas Rib Shimon. So he started with that Tosfos on the top of base in the base. That interesting conclusion of Tosfos, why Amai lo polig be Kabbalah efshanami levat l'Rib Shimon. Because Bola Ovda Biyad Ovda Mimin, so Lo Boy Kabbalah. So we saw a couple of interesting approaches we've shown him. One suggestion was that the Yad actually can constitute a Klisharis for the purpose of the Avoda. I don't think that was in the Rishonim. I think that was in the Tzon Kachim. That the Yad, yeah, that was the Tzon Kachim. The Tzon Kachim's Chiddush was that the Yad is considered an avoda, and therefore it's not called Efshalavatla.
We saw the new Shalom in the Kohen Gadol's hands.
In the Chofnaim? I don't remember. Is that that's where he brings it right?
I think it was your Shalom.
Oh, okay, great.
No.
Awesome. That your Yad can be.
It's in your Shalom, himself, your Parakei. Chofnaim.
Okay. Your Shalom, where? Yuma?
Yuma Parakei.
Okay.
I'm
going to
ask.
Great. I'm just putting it down. Thank you. So the Brisker Rav gave an alternative and said that, the fact that you can do it the small, the fact that that track still exists is different than Efshalavat Lo Lagamri, Ein Sham, the Brisker Rav on that point. He then discussed the Nesivas HaKodesh's definition of what Maaseh Mochichin means, and the question of whether or not Maaseh Mochichin means that you are redefining your Machshava because of the Maisa that's Mochiyav, right, that the Machshava still exists, or no, that the Machshava is totally overridden by the Maisa and it doesn't exist at all, right? You say that Maaseh Mochichin means your Maisa redefines and clarifies your machshava, or does it steamroll and nullify your machshava? So you had a couple of nafkaminas. Number one, is there a violation of lo yichashiv according to Reb Shimon when it's maaseh mochichin? So the Nesivas HaKodesh suggests that maybe this is a difference between whether it's a violation of when you violate lo yichashiv, is it b'dibur like Rashi Tosfos, or b'machshava more like the Rambam? But perhaps, maybe it's totally in this shaila, that if the maisa is totally mevatel, the dibur, then how can you violate lo yichashiv? It's as if you didn't think anything. But if it is just trying to tweak it, then maybe it's better. Later on, the Gemara connected it on Daf Mem Tes to machshava betos. So maybe this also is connected to this. Quote an Or Zeruah in the Knesset Rishonim that shalol lishma suta machlolo, because it's mutar in a mincha, nafkamina for ritzu tzitz, but l'chor, that's only true if you assume that there was a machsheva shalol lishmo here that wasn't undermined. If the machsheva shalol lishmo doesn't exist because the maisa totally overruled it, so then there's nothing to talk about. He also wondered about this in the context of para aduma. Is there a din of para aduma shalol lishmo for Reb Shimon? And then The last point that he made in the Chabura on this issue was the Shita Mukubet says Chiddush on Kfiusa de Manalav Klum for Reb Shimon, that because your Maisa is what matters, the fact that you were Koveya it Ba'amira initially, the Kedushas Pe Ba'amira, that's not substantial. So the Minchas Avram was wondering if maybe that's because it was Dafka your Amira, or because it was an earlier stage. You tied this to Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether or not if you actually put it into a Kli Sharis, originally B'Shas Dosha B'Peh, would that create the Kviyusa Demana for Reb Shimon, or no, since it's before the Maisa, the creation of the Kedusha, even B'Maisa, since it's before the Maisa Kmitza, doesn't help. Okay. We saw the three Shitos of the Amoraim, Rabba, Rava, and Reb Zera. We spoke about the different Milos and Chesronos within each of these Shitos, and also Alpisvara, the back and forth. That reminds me a little bit of like the logic of Asmachta. What's that? No, just one general Ha'ara before we move on to Minchas Kenos, because I think that was the next big topic. Minchas Chot and Minchas Kenos, I think, was next, right? What's that? Oh, what was mine? Which one?
I'm not. Maximum topic?
Yeah. Which one?
Not asking.
Okay. So the just the Gemara Tosfos is sensitive to this, that the Gemara changes its tune in understanding which is more problematic. The fact that a person has a machshava that's mochiach that he's lying. So the assumption initially in the Gemara is that if it's mochiach that you're lying, so then we disregard it, and it's not going to be a problem, as opposed to later the Gemara says, no, if it's mochiach that you're lying, that's going to be more problematic. It's almost like a asmachta dika machshava, like which is worse, the fact that you think you can control it, or that you realize you can't control it. Right, when in the Shalabat, the gambling, you know, when the guy has smichas, a faulty mirror stops. So, okay. The Gemara Daf Dalid discussed the makor for Minchas Chote and Minchas Kenos, and in this context, we had an interesting Ha'ara that Noach quoted from Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, trying to understand that sugya of Mavog, where you have a Chatas Nazir and a Chatas Mesorah that don't serve as a Chatas. So what does that mean? So we just take it for granted. So Rav Moshe Lichtenstein gave us some helpful nomenclature just to be able to talk about the issue. Now, I don't think it gives us much of a Hesber as much as it gives us terminology just to explain what it is, and that is that there is the Maisa Karban, and then there's the Kiyam of the Karban. So the Kiyam of the Karban, the function of the Karban, the purpose of it, in the case of the Nazir and the Asham, is to get you through a process. It's and the Nazir and the Metzora is to get you through a process. It's not to provide kapara, which is the standard definition of chatas, the standard purpose. So the Maisa, the Zrika Saddam, looks like a chatas. The process of the Avoda looks like a chatas, even though the Kiyam of the Karban is a kiyum of an ola, which is an interesting thing to think about. And then the two big questions that come up on this topic were, what is the relationship between minchas chote and chatos? To what extent is a minchas chote a chatos? And to what extent is a minchas kenos similar to a minchas chote? So they're both pasul shelo lishma, but are they the same? So the answer is they're probably not exactly the same. The first issue about the mincha schote was that you could argue that the mincha, because it's a mincha, is distinct from a chatas, even though that's the purpose. Or you could say, no, it's the same as a chatas, just carried through a mincha. And we saw there was an afkamina, but in the case of mesu bailam, do you say that, you know, that din, yeah, that halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that Chamesh Chatos Mesos, the Mishnah doesn't say in Tmura, it doesn't mention anything about Minachas Chote. So we had a machlokas in between the Mikdash Dov and Minachas Chinuch. Does Mesu Bailov apply to Minachas Chote? Because the Minachas Chinuch said that it's brought by the Yorshim, and the Mikdash Dov said no. Before they're arguing about this point, to what extent is a Minachas Chote a Chatos? The other interesting thing we talked about was the Rambam, Machlokas Rambam and Rashi regarding Mosar Minchas Chote. Rashi says it goes to the Nadava like a Chatas, but the Rambam says no, it goes to a Minchas Nadava. So the Pasha says the Rambam understands that Minchas Chote is more like a Mincha than it is a Chatas, as opposed to, for Rashi, it's more like a Chatas than it is a Mincha. We also discussed the first part of his Chabura was about the Minchas Kanos, so he wanted to heavily emphasize the fact that Minchas Kanos is a unique and distinct type of carbon. So it comes, it appears in Sefer Ben Midbar, it doesn't have any kapara, it's got no ritzui, it's maskeres avon, it has all these, you know, unique elements to it. It comes from Sa'orim, it comes from Kemach. So that distinct identity, the fact that it is this very unusual, distinct type of carbon, so that lends itself to its own category. So he wondered, we saw in the Torah Sakodesh about who is the Bailam on this Minchas Kanos, that even though when it comes to general Menachos, Nefesh precludes Shutfus, but we saw that the husband and the wife are in some respect considered to be Bailam on this carbon. That's what we were talking about yesterday, Noah and I. And the Rambam doesn't write what the din is in most or Minchas Kanos. Father Mekevis Mishnah says maybe that doesn't go to a Nedava because maybe it's not similar to regular kinds of cases. Ein Sham in the Rambam Solom Mekdashim, where the Minchas Kanos is just based on the Pasuk of He. So it's interesting, you know, to see how it's treated as its own category. Rashi emphasized that in, was it Dalet? It was Rashi emphasized it in Hey Amid Beis Davar Avar Lavoda, how that's distinct. Okay, after this, we did not discuss, but make sure you take a look at Rashi and Tosas, Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, Ashram Shinita Klaraya, with the transition to the Roe. Rashi holds his Daraisa, Tosas holds his Darabanan. Mincha. In that, in the Cold Speak, correct?
It's still on my card.
Oh, great. Oh, awesome. After this, Mincha Sa'omer Bo Lahakshir, that was our topic on Dalet Amud Aleph going over to Dalet Amud Beis. So we had that very interesting piece from the Emek Bracha, suggesting that maybe there is such a concept called Chag HaOmer, that maybe the nature of the machlokes between Rav and Reish Lakish is about whether or not there's an element of the carbon Omer that relates to Kedushas Hayom, or Rav says no, there's no Kedushas Hayom, and therefore there's no purpose of this carbon if it's brought Shalo Lishma, the Minchas HaOmer. We saw the machlokes in the Shaila in Rashi, when Rashi says Lahatiro b'machane, so we give a few explanations as to what that means, either to machane shchina or Lahatiro b'kal, meaning to his family. We talked about understanding how the chatas is a machshir, so because of being the ikar, and that's the main purpose. We spoke about the relation between the chatas and the ola, that first it's loratos and then it's the Doron. We spoke about Mechusa Kippurim for a while, and the Shita of Rav, that there's no tafka of this carbon any further. And in that context, we mentioned that there was the Briska Rav's Chiddush. The Briska Rav pointed out, based on that Mishnah in Krisos, that even according to Rav, you can't say that if there is no possibility to be machshir, there's absolutely no identity of any carbon whatsoever, because that case of the woman who has the chamesh kine zoven, the kine yoledes, so why are you still bringing them? He also mentioned that context, the concept of the asham not being ma'akiv. So how can the asham not be ma'akiv if the Gemara calls it a machshir? So we pointed out that there are two ways to look at this. The Briska Rav distinguished between the Talich HaKarbon, which is Baal HaHachshir, and the Issur Mechusar Zman, which you thought was a little bit hard to understand, how you can divorce that, because the Talich HaKarbon is for the purpose of being Machshir, which takes away the Shem Mechusar Zman, but the Briska Rav thought you could distinguish between those. And the other Mahalach, beautiful Mahalach from Rabbi Arlev Malin, that the shelo lishmo is considered to be a psul in the etzem hakarban. And so the question becomes, in every karban, whether or not the etzem hakarban is the chelak hamatir. So in the case, so Rav's chiddush is that the only way to understand the shame karban of the omer, that the etzem hakarban is the matir, so therefore if you take away the matir, there's nothing left. As opposed to in the cases in the asham for the Rambam or for the Mishnah in Krisus, you could still say that there's still a remaining shame. The etzem of the karban is not defined by the machshir. Of course, there is an element of machshir, but that's not defining the etzem machshir. So that was the pshat from Rav Arieh Malin. Rav Malin wanted to say that the only problem is when the identity of the karban is destroyed, the etzem hakarban. So perhaps just because a karban is a machshir doesn't mean that that purpose of hechshir is the only identity of the karban. There could be an identity of the karban that is independent of the role that it plays as a machshir. That was the thesis that he was developing in that piece. Then on Daf Hei, which is what we're going to hear about shortly from Rabbi Horowitz, we spoke about Mimashki Yisrael. What's that?
Yeah. I was just going to say there was another. I realize he didn't talk about it. There was a Bichat Hero, which is Rav's work involved in this about what psul is by a machshir chaver. Is it a regular psul shlomishma? Like just somebody saying shlomishma elsewhere, or is it a whole new thing that when you're the talich of the karma is gone, or whatever that the word is, when the point of the karma is gone, the thing just falls apart. That was
in that piece in
he just said inside everyone all the time being quoted to shame him, and
okay,
not ever had an answer from him, and people tried to have answers and didn't.
Okay, maybe I didn't see it because I saw the Briskerov in the Chibur on the Rambam and in that piece in Yuma.
Okay. So it's kind of just like a
interesting.
It works both ways.
Okay. our next discussion was about Mimashki Yisrael, which we'll talk about more later this morning with Rabbi Horowitz. Right, the big question in Mimashki Yisrael is whether or not this is a, we could say it two different ways. Is this a Din Prati versus Din Kloli, or is it a psul that Be'etzem relates to the Isser, or is it not because of the Isser at all, is it because it relates to the person that I am not allowed to eat this thing, but therefore it's not good lagavoa. Those are the two different ways with a bunch of nafkamina. So we saw there was long essay in the Mikdash David on this point. What's that? It was amazing. So we went through a bunch of cases. Mayim Begulin, that the Yerushalmi mentions Mimashki Yisrael, but the Bavli doesn't mention, and Rashi said because of Chasaron and the Shir, so maybe this is the Nafkamina. According to Rashi, that it's the Din of Mimashki Yisrael is a Psul Be'etzem, and this is not a Psul Be'etzem, it's just not... It's I'm afraid to drink it because, as opposed to according to Yerushalmi, the mashkim is because it's not fitting for me, so it's not going to be fitting lagavoa. Tzipor mitzor of the irani dachas, that Gemara in Hulin, where Tosu says that there's no problem in Mashki Yisrael when it had a shasa kosher, which connected with our Gemara, which is the pashtas of our Gemara here in the conclusion on Davov. So what's the pshat? What's the matter? Why should it matter whether or not the psul was a psul mitchilas briyaso shel olam, it never had a shasa kosher versus it had a shasa kosher. Lamaisa, it's no good now. If you understand that, it's not good for me, it's not good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the history shouldn't matter. But if you understand that the psul itself is the yotzer of the minia for hektish, so then there, if the fact that it had a shasa kosher, that psul be'etzem is not a deep, long-standing psul. We also wondered, maybe this is connected to Machlokas Rashi and Tosas and Zvachim Peches regarding Meduma. Whether or not the fact that only Kohanim can eat it is a Chisaron of Mimashki Yisrael. So here too, you know, it's the same.
We don't go to the conclusion of that, right?
No, I don't think so. So he quoted Machlokas, a question in the Mikdash Rabban and Sfasemis regarding a non-Jew who brings his carbon. So the Mikdash David concludes that when a guy brings a carbon on his bama, it's different than if he brings it to the base of Mikdash. If he brings it to the base of Mikdash, it's going to be subject to the Mashki Yisrael, as opposed to Sfasemis, who leaves it as a tzarachian. So maybe he suggested, maybe according to Sfasemis, it's more of an expansion of the bringing it to the Gavra, of the Gavra bringing it to the Mizbeach, which is, I wasn't 100% sure, maybe we can enlist Rabbi Kraft to explain this part. I don't want to bother him while he's over there, but he suggested maybe a third kind of quasi-mahalach, that the psul to me is a psul in the Gavra, and therefore, if my achila is prohibited, so we expand achilas adam to include achilas mizbeach when it comes to Mimashki Yisrael, which was kind of a third way of thinking about it. But the basis of this was rooted in the Omer Shelo Lishma, that Rish Lakish is machshirid, even though there's no mechus zman, because there's no mechus zman lo layom, even though befoal the person couldn't eat it, but in principle he could eat it. Well, lechor, that makes more sense if you understand that it's an iser that is focused not so much on whether I can practically eat it, but on the iser be'atzim. So we're saying the mechus zman lo layom mean that iser has been suspended. And then at the end, he pointed out that the Rambam, for some reason, doesn't ever mention the psul of Mimashki Yisrael. In Isur Mizbeach, he mentions Mitzvah Baba Avera, and he mentions in Beis Yud Hakrivam Lefechasecha, so the Mikdash David, he assumed that Hakrivam Lefechasecha is the same as Mimashki Yisrael. But I don't know if he had much more to say about that topic in the Rambam. And then our next Chabura, I think this was our last one, was Noach Chabura from last week on the Heter of Chadash, the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan on one side and Rav and Shmuel on the other side regarding Heter Chadash, that according to Reish Lakish, Heter Mizrach is Matir, and according to Rav and Shmuel, no, the Omer is Matir. So he wondered, Tosis wonders, one second, if Heter Mizrach is Matir, so then why do you need any, why do you have any discussion about, why do you have out of Yachem, it's mutter from the morning? So Tosus in one place said it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. So he mentioned maybe Tosus meant din d'rabbanan, which the I forget who asked on this. I think the Shagas Aryeh was not happy about that. Oh, the Brisker Rav and the Stencils quoted this from the Shagas Aryeh, but the Shagas Aryeh himself didn't like that. And so in that respect, you can argue that it's a din mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah l'chatchila, similar to the case of the tiglachas of the Nazir before, if he drinks the wine before the kiluach, that me'ikra din, there is a mitzvah, but it's not totally, and he quoted this from this Rav Leib Rubin in that, in Mekor Baruch. This other teretz, Tosfos says, is no. Tosfos in Samaches is a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah. So the Mekor Baruch suggested that maybe the transition from Chadash before Heir Mizrach is going from an Isser Chefza to after Heir Mizrach going to an Isser Gavra, and that's why it's not going to be subject to Mimashki Yisrael. Because the suggestion was Mimashki Yisrael only applies to an Isser Chefza, not to an Isser Gavra. Similar to that line from Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aros regarding Mimashki Yisrael on Machlos Asuras versus Yom Kippurim. But we did see, by the way, some Rishonim who even in Machlos Asuras thought that it was only an Isser on the Gavra, which was interesting. And the Shagas Aryeh suggested, was that? I think it was quoted from the Chiddush Aram, but we saw, he quotes it in that Minchas Baruch case. In the Minchas Baruch, Mekor Baruch, excuse me, the Mekor Baruch, he quotes from Rishonim who assumed that even Machlos Asuras is only an Isser Gavra, which would fit that Ritva in Nedarim. I think we quoted that Yisum Daraisa are also considered to be an Isser Gavra. And then the Shagas Aryeh.
Don't tell the Brisker's.
And then the Shagas Aryeh, with his beautiful, interesting Chiddush, that it's a staged heter, that Heir Mizrach is the first layer, and then it's Iklash, it's Huklash, Miklash, Kalash, until the Hakrava. Then the question became, according to Rav and Shmuel, the Bizman Shvis and Mikdash Kayam, the Zman Hakrava Omer, but it's not Bizman Shvis and Mikdash Kayam, it's going to be totally in Heir Mizrach. So what happens, according to the Rav and Shmuel approach, Bizmach Bis Mikdash Kaim, if you didn't bring the Omer? So we saw this suffix in the Briskarov, in the Mechaschinach, and the Shagas Aryeh. So Mechaschinach had this fantastic raya that you're not Mamashkinim. Pasha says you're not Mamashkinim. Why not? Because the people are going to be motivated. Baharaya, it must be that it'll be Asr only the whole year. If it's only Asr until tonight, the people wouldn't be so motivated. And we saw that this was the Tiferes Yisrael in Avos. He assumes that it was Dafka the entire year, as opposed to the Knesset Rishonim here, quotes a bunch of Rishonim, they assume that once the day is over, it's going to be over. And then the last hour that he had was this piece from the Brisker Rav regarding Treifa, to try and understand whether or not, and we started to see this discussion, Noah and I, in our Limud, this letter from the Brisker Rav, quoting from Rav Chaim, that a Treifa, according to the Rambam, Treifa is Tchilas Nevela, therefore the Shir is Mitzdarif, so to merit that it's a Chisaron in the Maisa Shchita. If it's a Chisaron in the Maisa Shchita, so then you have a little bit of a problem from our sugya, which sounds like it's an independent psul, which is why the Gemara is looking for this makar. So he suggested a couple of tirutzim, but that was really the core issue about the relation between Nevela and Treifa, as the Treifa being the Tchilas Nevela, Chisaron in the Maisa Hechsher, yet our Gemara assuming that it was an independent psul, and we saw Minchas Avram quoted a few tirutzim as well.